Hey everyone, welcome to Pittsburgh Comics Podcast number 229.
Point one.
Yeah, so we had a we started recording this a little earlier, and the power went out. We were experiencing a little bit of a storm, and when the power went out, it didn't save the original podcast. So,
I think Todd is a Marvel fan.
Yeah, we were going into it a little bit about some Marvel stuff, and
does not want the world to hear what everyone had to say.
If anybody wanted
that.
To say that Stan Lee is God, this might have been the proof. Yeah.
We weren't really pooping in Stan Lee's Wheaties, though.
No,
it was
I think they factor him as the Marvel God, though. So I feel like. Even as comics go, I guess. So. Yeah. But Colin isn't here. He's on vacation again. But he left us in charge of this podcast. We also don't have Josh with us. His wife had something she was going to, and he didn't want to bring Adele with him. So I don't blame him. We're kind of boring. We sit here and... And could you imagine? That would have been terrifying listening to us talk about Marvel like this. Oh, not that. You meant Thunderstar.
Adele would have pulled the plug, probably.
Yeah. That would have been a...
Josh, time to go home.
She'd be like, nah, this is ridiculous. I would have left. Bunch of nerds.
See you later, nerds.
Be like, she's right.
She would have given us all wedgies. It would have been awful.
Would have been, yeah. So, but... Yeah, is that? I think that's everything I mentioned. I'm kind of lost now.
You got to re-say who you are.
Oh, yeah, I'm Adam.
Pat.
Dave.
All right, that's us. And why don't we just get into it, Pat's News.
Okay, well.
Again. Part two.
Yeah, this is going to be old, but so there's going to be a new Midnight.
We know that, Pat.
Yeah. Here, can you... Think what I'm going to say next? Great Lakes Avengers.
Yeah, I tried to forget that.
Dave's looking forward to it.
Yeah,
don't you remember? God.
Yeah.
And then a new Marvel event potentially. Divided We Stand.
Yeah,
and that's kind of what set all us off.
Yeah, we went off about it, and I'm afraid we're gonna. If we do it again, the power will go out again. So.
And the only other thing that I got was they announced. And I'm still shaking my head over this, but they're announcing that next Friday, the 15th, they're going to release another trailer for Rogue One. So they're now telling us 2 weeks out when they're releasing trailers.
That's, yeah.
Yeah, that...
I don't like how trailers are an event now.
I think
like,
I
have to buy tickets.
I think I heard they're in some kind of primetime special. I think it's the same thing that was on the Blu-ray, the making of...
Okay.
Force Awakens, and I think that's going to premiere on television during that hour special.
Okay.
But it's Secrets of the Force Awakens or something. I think it's the same thing that's on the Blu-ray.
I think the apocalypse is happening outside. First the power, then the storm, the cars are swerving all over the place, honking their horns. It's crazy.
Darkseid shows up.
Well, it's a good thing we're in the safest place ever.
Dogs and cats.
Comic book store.
Hysteria.
That's right.
All I know is I don't have to be the fastest. I just got to be faster than one of you.
That's true.
And I'm closer to the door than Dave. Yeah. Although he'll take one step and it's like three of mine, but still.
I'll go out the back door. Hopefully you guys will
feet are the worst
distract
them. So I'm not getting very far.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Sorry, Dave.
I
you had a good run.
I hate to say this, but to be honest, I'd Otis both your asses.
And also, Dave, you wouldn't want to live in that world anyway.
No, I would not.
No, it's worth it.
Able to survive.
I always joke with my wife about that. If I could retain the memory, so I can do the Thriller dance, I wouldn't mind being a zombie.
Yeah, that's true.
Just because I just think that would be hilarious.
I'm pretty sure if anybody could, that's what they do.
Yeah. Like, that's okay if it's.
And it makes sense because then you'd have a group.
Right, exactly. You teach in zombies, okay? You know, you do the walk.
If you dig up Michael Jackson, you know. Oh, yeah. It's not too soon for that one, is it?
No, I don't think so.
Plus, although, Thriller, we were trying to pay respect, you know.
Although, to be fair, a lot of his body parts were kind of falling off before that happened.
That's true. That is true.
That's horrible. You shouldn't say that, Adam.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Let's piss Michael off and
he'll come back.
Yep. But if he came back, that would just be messed up.
That's true.
But he was okay. While he was singing, everything was normal.
Yeah.
It was when he stopped singing, that's when
that's when everything went crazy.
Yeah, that's when he went full zombie.
Yeah. Full zombie. But yeah, so that's the news.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
We had to get
through this before it happens again and the power goes out.
Colin's not here, so we don't really have a rant.
Yeah.
I don't think we have any questions this week either.
You know.
I didn't see any.
You know what really grinds my gears? I don't know, something.
When I leave and I find out those were the droids I was looking for.
Those were the droids I was looking for. Yeah, that was a good one.
I knew it. That old guy say they were, and I believed them.
Yeah. Oh, that was an older episode, wasn't it? Is that an older episode of Family Guy?
Yeah, that was, it was the Stewie Griffin.
It was part of the movie. Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Which is a movie, it was good, but when they break it up into three
it's
episodes,
yeah,
it doesn't really work.
It's just like, okay, yeah.
Even though it was kind of designed to be able to do that, it flows better.
I had a hard time when that movie came out. I had a hard time finding it because they didn't, like, people were buying it.
Mm.
It was really, it took me a couple weeks before I got it.
My favorite one of those, though, was the Star Wars parody, the straight Star Wars parody that they did.
Those are really good.
Empire was okay. The Jedi one, it's a trap, wasn't as good, although it included Roger and Klaus from...
Yeah, that's right.
Because Klaus was Admiral Ackbar.
Yeah. I like how they, even in
American Dad. Yeah, American Dad. Yeah.
They had in the first one, they had the cantina, and you could find, like, different people, like, Bender was there.
Yeah.
And then, like, Coach McGurk. From Home Movies.
Oh,
okay.
Was that not? Yeah, and then I think what's the alien's name for American Dad?
Roger.
Roger. He was there as well. So I was like, you gotta find those characters. I like how they're on a friendly terms with with each other.
No, because Family Guy and American Dad, that's all.
Well, no, I mean, like, Seth even MacFarlane. With like The Simpsons, and then like there was an episode dealing with.
There was a Family Guy Simpsons
crossover. Bob's Burgers had something that he was the guy that he was on that. It's the same guy who makes Home Movies. Bob's Burgers.
Right.
So, but we don't have much, and I, like last week, I didn't have, it was a smaller week because, as you said, it was a fifth week. But I didn't have much, but this, like next week, I have a pile of books. Mm. I also got special covers. They had a lot of variant covers, like the Tim Sale Batman today. And
okay. Yeah, I love that. I didn't get it.
Oh, yeah, Solomon
because I wanted
you
to
want
get...
You want pants, too.
Yeah, that's the problem, because I'd sit there. It'd be up in my office right in front of my desk, and I'd all day...
I didn't know that's where you were getting one.
I already want pants, too.
I love that. I also remember the one, like, Cartoon Network used to have those, like, in between.
That was their original intro, like, their commercials.
Yeah, little commercials for them. And one of them they had was, like, a bunch of characters were going to see a movie, and, like, if you remember Birdman, like, Birdman would always get stuck in stuff. So they made the joke about him getting stuck, so, like, they had everybody else, and they were complaining or talking about the movie. And then Birdman, like, the floor of the theater was sticky, so he'd get up and be like, can't move, feet stuck to floor. And I was just like, that whole line. Because every time you walk into a movie theater, it has sticky floors. Yeah. So I do that exact same thing when I'm at a movie theater. Oh, well, on that note.
Yeah.
I guess I can go since I only have... Does everybody else have a lot?
I got a few, but...
I only got three.
I think... I'm pretty sure all three of us read at least one of the same one.
Well, one of them is Darth Vader.
I think all three.
So
of
I think that's
that.
The one that. Yeah. Not quite the conclusion yet to the story, but it was a good issue. I thought it was fairly decent.
It was. I didn't like how Alfred got out of it. Well, you technically did your prime directive, so now you got a new prime directive. Yeah. Get me out of here.
Yeah.
That. Seemed to violate some sort of logic because he didn't actually deliver them to Vader.
No, exactly. You know? Yeah.
But, okay.
But they took him out to there, and they didn't deliver her yet. But that was the only part she really had in this. He was going off. He was fighting that like rancor.
But it was we find out it's a cybernetic rancor. Yeah.
That's right.
He's trying to crush the windpipe, but it was steel reinforced. But he couldn't.
The Dr. Tula, is it Tula? That's Tula. Something like that.
It doesn't really matter anymore.
Yeah, it doesn't really. But she like made this like perfect machine. He liked it. He actually had fun with it. He was just like, oh, this is very impressive. Because he couldn't do anything, but then he figured out later that he could just take his lightsaber with the force and cut the signal. Because she slipped that slip of it being there. So she decided to fight him, and it wasn't going to happen.
Lesson to supervillains everywhere, don't monologue.
Yes. But the doctor guy, Silo, I think that's his name, Silo.
Yeah, Silo.
He decides to kamikaze one of his space whales into...
With Vader aboard.
Yeah, with Vader on it into the...
It's the Executor, which is the problem I have with this. We know that ship survives, because this takes place in between A New Hope and Empire.
So you kind
of
already...
We know he has to get out of this. Yeah. It would have been better if Aphra was in there, because it's like, okay, that's a cliffhanger. They could kill her off.
Yes.
But, you know, we know that ship survives. We know Vader survives.
Yeah.
So.
We kind of know where this is going in a little bit.
So many ways.
Yeah, that's the tough thing about
Star Wars. They put out that gas that knocks out all the crew on the bridge also before that happens, before he slams into the Executor.
Yeah. I don't like the Silo guy. He's kind of a jerk.
Yeah.
But he, I like this story. I mean, it's good, but yeah, it's hard to make these Star Wars books just because you know what's going to happen earlier. When they're earlier on, you're just like, well, you know, Darth Vader's going
to
survive.
Well, but that's just it. You don't have to make it life and death.
Yeah.
You can have cliffhangers, but, okay, you know, Luke is never in any real peril because we know he makes him.
Yeah.
Han is never in any real peril. So... You take these other characters, like Aphra is a great one. You can kill her.
Yeah. Luckily,
kill BT. Kill Triple Zero.
We have these new characters that we don't know what's going to happen to. So, like Aphra and Triple Zero.
I'm watching that light across the way was flickering on. I was like, what is it turning off? But they were all turning back on from the last time the power went out.
Yeah.
Thanks. But it's good. Frankly, this is the best of these Star Wars books. And
it's ending.
Yeah, you know. So I don't really know what they're going to do. Han Solo was decent. It was a decent read.
It was decent, yeah.
What disappoints me with the Star Wars book, Jason Aaron wrote it.
Yeah.
I like Jason Aaron's writing.
Yeah.
It's so odd, because I really like Southern Bastards.
Yeah.
Star Wars
is a far cry from Southern Bastards.
Well, and then, I really liked Wolverine and the X-Men. I thought that whole run was really good.
Yeah.
That he did. But it just... Until the book rebooted, and I was just like, I'm done.
When I first came back in, I started reading that. And I think it was when AVX was running.
Yeah.
I was reading it through that, and then followed it till the end, and then I think I stopped when it rebooted. Yeah. Or I might have gotten the first issue and just didn't
like it. I believe
I
read the AVX stuff as well. That's when it was, yeah. But yeah, it was a really good series. I've liked. There was another one, Wolverine, when Jason Aaron was doing Wolverine.
That was when there was two Wolverine books running simultaneously, I think.
Yeah.
There was Wolverine, and then there was the Savage Wolverine, and the Savage Wolverine started off as it was him and I think Shayna in the Savage Land.
Yeah, that was the Frank show.
Yeah,
and then. Jason Aaron did Wolverine Goes to Hell.
Okay.
That's the book he did. And a lot of people weren't really liking it. I liked it.
I read that then.
He goes to hell, he has to escape hell. And he finds Sabretooth down there. It was really cool. But I really like the second part when he gets out and
where he finds Nightcrawler?
No, that was the Nightcrawler book. That's when he goes to heaven. They try to get, this one, he goes to hell. He has to deal with, he has to escape, you know, Satan's there, and he's, you know, not wanting to let him out, and, he punishes Silver Samurai by, cutting him up into, small pieces and throwing him all over hell, but the whole thing is, as he's cut up into pieces, he's still alive. So he has to live like that. You know, it's just like, wow, this is just...
I hate when that happens.
Oh, yeah, no, it's awful. But the real cool thing about the book was, like, afterwards when he was like, okay, I have to go find who did this, like, who sent me here. And he goes after... escapes hell, goes after him. And it, this group is just a bunch of people who Wolverine has killed somebody in the past that have all got together to deal with him. Hmm. And their punishment for him was just awful. So Wolverine over the years has killed all of their family. So what he does is that he has to fight all these like assassins and stuff like that with also healing factors and stuff like that. And he, in the end, he kills all of them. And when he gets to the next room, they say, that's all right, you can kill us. You know, it's fine now. And he's like, well, why? And he's just like, well, basically, we got our revenge. Because all of the assassins that you just killed were your kids over the years.
Mm.
And I was like, wow, that was pretty messed up. Mm. So he kills them, but it's just like they won in the end. That was their plan. It was just like, wow, that was really well thought out. No, I really like that book. But yeah, but I didn't read that this time. But no, Darth Vader has been pretty good. I think I don't know what they're going to do after this. Like, I just don't know how. I doubt these Star Wars books, and we don't have Colin with the numbers here to tell us, but I doubt they're doing that well anymore.
I mean, yeah, Star I think Wars there was a lot of hype at first, but now, you know, it's a Poe Dameron book.
Yeah.
And you know,
where we had a Lando miniseries, yeah,
that was really good.
That was fun.
I don't know that it would sustain over an ongoing,
yeah,
but it worked well as, you know, a short 5-6 issue mini.
Yeah,
they had the Chewbacca book, and I know you read it, Dave, and you didn't mind it, but I'm like, it's a character that doesn't talk.
Yeah,
like, come on, you know, there's
it was.
A Boba
he's
Fett
right, it was
book,
okay.
A Boba Fett book would work, because we don't know a lot about the character.
Yeah.
He's all over the galaxy. It's still a main character that you know. It's a cool character.
Yeah.
But you can tell all kinds of stuff about
it. It is hard to believe they haven't done a Boba Fett book.
And
yeah,
with a Boba Fett book, it doesn't have to be a mini. It could be an ongoing.
Oh, yeah.
You could make an ongoing out of a Boba Fett book.
Or, you know, maybe just Bounty Hunters.
Yeah.
And then, you know, you have... Or Tales from Jabba's Palace.
Yeah.
And, you know.
And as you were saying with Darth Vader, knowing that we know he we know when he meets his demise. So
yeah,
it kind of is just like, well, you, obviously he's not going to lose. But don't, in your writing, don't necessarily make it the threat that he, there's a threat that he's going to die. Because we're like, we know.
Yeah.
Well, you know?
And that's the thing. So, you know, when they got rid of everything that was outside canon,
uh-huh,
or, you know, like Shadow of the Empire and all that, but there were good characters in there.
Yeah.
That actually was a pretty decent story. Bring some of them back.
Yeah.
You own them. You own the trademarks. Bring them back.
Yeah.
You know, I'm trying to think. The bounty hunter, Dengar, was the guy who had, like, the scarf around his neck in Empire Strikes Back.
Yeah.
Well, we never saw him after that. What happened to him?
They did something to him in the comic.
But that, right, but that's not canon anymore.
That whole comic thing made no sense. Because the comic thing, they kill him in the comic. So in Star Wars, you remember that? In the Star Wars book, he went after Han Solo when they were looking for Luke on that weird gangster planet. It was like the bad planet.
Yeah,
he goes after him, and Chewbacca, like, I think it was Chewbacca, puts a grenade on him or something and throws him off the ledge, and he explodes.
But that can't be.
But it can't be because he was an Empire.
Right.
It's just like...
He survived.
Yeah, he was okay.
But that's a character where if you set it after Empire, you can do whatever you want to him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They need to work on.
Yeah, I mean,
stuff.
That's the thing. You've got a rich universe out there with thousands of characters, and you don't utilize it. What's
yeah,
it? Not that I necessarily want to. What's they going on
to
with the Gungans?
Yeah, what is going on with those?
You know,
Gungans?
What's going on? you introduced a species, and I don't want a Jar Jar Binks character, but
yeah,
you know, you can make, you know, a character like that. There's lots of ways to handle this, and make
there has
decent
to be a
books.
Gungan bounty hunter out there somewhere.
Yeah. The Gungan bounty hunter.
I love the idea though that Jar Jar Binks was actually a Sith apprentice, and he was playing the fool the whole time.
Yeah.
I mean, when you think about it, he was the one responsible for the Emperor getting power.
Yeah. I love that theory. I really do, because it seems like it could be legit.
Yeah, I mean, like, it's stupid at first, but when you realize that, like,
hey, dude.
Yeah, there are a lot of similarities. Yeah, it could be.
I told you that's Shakespeare Star Wars, that episode one. He has this, like, inner monologue going on that's just, like, diabolical. Like, he's just like, I can't let the humans know that I'm smart or something like that. Yeah. It's just, like, really weird. Well, that's a fun book. But yeah, Darth Vader, it's decent. I mean, it is, but and we have these hardcovers that look really nice, especially the variant, the Alex Ross. I think that's Alex Ross. But they're really decent. The other one I read, and I'm sure you guys read Dark Knight 3.
Yes, I read it. Did you read that, Dave?
Or
you
haven't? I haven't been reading that. No.
You haven't read it at all? Are you waiting?
I think I'll wait, yeah.
Okay, well, I don't think there's much to really spoil per se.
Yeah, I mean, well, we've been talking about it with Dave here before anyway.
It's fine, go ahead.
Yeah.
It is what it is. The first kind of scene set up where they bring the Flash in, that was, like... It was brutal when it happened in the last
issue.
It's even worse when you see it.
He seemed okay about it.
Yeah. Well, I think he's going to heal, but like his legs were essentially backwards.
Yeah.
He got hit by Superman.
At first, he didn't think he was going to. Because he said in that, he's like, am I going to be all right? Or am I going to be able to walk again? And Batman was like, I don't know. Or something like that. I think that was this issue.
Yeah, that was.
But then they had him in like some sort of machine. He was working on a computer. I forget what he was doing though.
He was calculating weather patterns in order to do the
whole rain thing.
Yeah, so
that was awesome.
That was Well, before we get to that, Lara, who is with the Kandorians, they had given an ultimatum to the people of Gotham. Turn over the Batman or we'll destroy the city.
Yeah.
Time's up. So they're coming to destroy the city. And Lara originally made a comment which was essentially, you know, you're making them slaves. Uh-huh. And I forget what the Kandorian leader's name is. He's like, no, they have a choice. Do what we want them to do and we'll be benevolent or feel our wrath.
Yeah.
You know, because he's Batman, he always has a backup plan.
Yeah.
And his backup plan is to have it rain kryptonite.
Yeah.
At
first, doesn't he shine, like, the bat signal up in the air?
I think he does that to draw their attention.
And then they're just like, that's it. We're leveling the city or something.
Yeah.
Then he hits it with rain, and then it just starts raining kryptonite, and they all just start falling out of the sky.
Yeah.
And I was just like, oh, that is so Batman.
Yeah, that's right. That's
like,
a Batman
that is
plan.
Batman right there. And it just, like, this... The thing about this book is they understand. Like, they understand how this book is supposed to be.
Yes.
And I feel like it's been perfect.
Yeah. And then...
Oh, and the...
Batgirl and Aquaman rescue Superman.
Yeah, they go down to get him out of the molten...
Black sludge, whatever it
is. And that he can't... It's some sort of, like, black matter or something like that. They said it was dark matter. And they were able to get him out of it. And there was something Aquaman did in this scene that was funny, though. I don't remember. He said something to him. I don't remember. But got him out of it, and now he's able to go fight as well. And it looks like what's Superman's daughter, Wonder Woman's daughter in this name?
Lara.
Yeah, she seems like she's on the fence now. Right. But it's like too little, too late.
Well, but you can also see that in the mini-comic where her
the mini-comic was god-awful looking.
Yes, it really was. The art in that was horrible.
I feel like it's going to still... Like, Frank Miller started off really well at the beginning... And then it's starting to, like, go down, like, slowly.
That could be it.
I feel like once you give him something, it's a lot, I'm sure, for him to do anymore.
Well, and I think that's probably why they all slept.
Yeah. But
you know, if you come up with another one of those, The Last Crusade, yeah, I'm willing to wait.
Yeah. Because
that was really well done.
That was really well done. Really well done. I mean, it would just... It looked like you could just glue it into the other book and just go with it.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was. This has been really good. Yeah, it's got a little bit of that delay on it. When's the next one coming out of this? Did they say?
Like, I think in August.
Yeah, that one's the one that's got a little bit of a wait.
Well, and this one did too. I mean, they gave us The Last Crusade, which was kind of skip.
When are the hardcovers coming? Like, I haven't heard anything about.
They had been originally. They were shipping 2 weeks late, but the last one was 3 weeks, yeah. I think. So you know.
They're beautiful, though. My big thing, though, with this is the logo, the DC logo. They're changing it on things. So they're putting it on the new one onto newer books. So if you had something that had, there's a possibility that this book, like if you got Dark Knight, this last issue of Dark Knight last week,
yeah,
it had the new logo on it.
Well, yeah, because I'm getting...
The other ones have the old logo.
Originally, I was just getting the hardcover.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, I don't want to wait. Yeah. 3 weeks to read it because people talk,
yeah,
things get on the internet, and they get spoiled.
Like Josh, he doesn't.
Well, and that's why as soon as I got here and got my books, I sat there and read The Walking Dead.
Yeah.
Because I knew someone was going to spoil that.
Oh, I can't stand it when people do that. And then people are like, oh, what do you care about spoilers? It's just like, I like to enjoy it like you did. Like,
yeah. And as I said, it wasn't a character that I was not expecting to not die. You know, I knew that person was going to die at some point.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's not that piece of it.
Yeah.
But I want, you know, let me enjoy that myself.
Exactly. It just, spoilers are stupid. But.
So what else?
Grayson, the annual. Grayson 3, the annual. It was good. Didn't really, I thought this would have been maybe a transition into the Nightwing book, but I guess it doesn't have to be because we'll have a rebirth book. But or a good closing. No, he's been off of that.
Okay.
Yeah, he's been off the last. I think the last two issues of Grayson, he wasn't on.
Okay.
He plotted, but he didn't fully write. But this issue was kind of interesting. I'm gonna like to put it in place here. If you guys are familiar, anybody's familiar with Batman the Animated Series, there's an episode called Almost Got Him. You remember that where like all these villains are sitting around playing cards and they're talking about the time when they beat almost got Batman?
No, I had the first two
You don't remember that one?
No. I
feel like that's what it's called. That's the summary though.
Okay. So
I can vaguely remember that one.
It's like Two-Face, Joker, Penguin, and Killer Croc.
I'm sure I saw it at some point, but
yeah.
You know, when that show came on, I think I was a freshman in high school.
Okay.
And it was on for like 4 years. So, you know, by my senior year, I'm certainly, you know, that wasn't where my mind
that's
was.
That's all
anymore.
It was, yeah.
You know, so that's...
Well, there was this episode. It was basically like that. They were sitting around talking about the time, like, I almost got Batman. Okay. This issue was basically that, but it was about, like, Dick Grayson is Agent 37. Okay. And Harley Quinn starts off in this issue, and she's walking down a hallway, and she knocks on a door. And when the door is open, who lets him in? I forget now. I feel like... Oh, it was the guy who's the Spectre. Corrigan? Is that his name?
Jim Corrigan.
And he was behind him, and he opens the door up, and they kind of invited them there. And sitting at a table is John Constantine, Azrael... And somebody else. Baz, the Green Lantern. And they're sitting at a table, and they're like, well, why are we here? And you're thinking the same thing.
Baz has never had any interaction with Dick Grayson.
Well, basically, these are kind of news stories. So in between what they're doing is they sit around, and they're like, we all had interactions with Agent 37. He's just like, so we're trying to figure out who he is. And they sit around and tell their story of when they ran somehow.
Okay.
Agent 37 crossed their path. John Constantine starts off. He was dealing. Grayson was dealing with something, dealing with vampires or something, and he was met him up, and he's just like, okay, you know, I ran into him like this. Harley Quinn ran into him at some point, and the Spectre did, and Baz and Azrael, and then at the end they figure out they knew who it was somehow through all of who there only could be like one person in this. It was good. I don't remember each and every story. I remember the Constantine one about the vampires though really well, but the art kept changing. It was very similar to the art currently in the books too. So every time, okay, like they went into their story, it kind of turned into their book.
Okay, yeah.
I thought that was kind of creative. The interactions were kind of fun, just to see the little stories of how they met up and how, you know, he helped them deal with this, but they didn't know who he was because of the spiral phase. My biggest problem with this is kind of a continuity issue, which was, it felt like they didn't necessarily say when this took place, if it took place after or not, but everybody's mind at the end of Grayson is on the planet is erased by a satellite.
Right, and that to was say, to protect his identity, yeah, because it had been revealed.
And this, they understood that it was Dick Grayson, because at the end they were like, it was Dick Grayson. That's who it was. And I was just like, that was odd, because we know he's not. But it could have taken place in between, in the middle of the story. Wasn't a bad little annual. It was like a perfect one-shot, because it didn't lead into anything else. It was.
Yeah, but why does Dick Grayson mean anything to any of them?
I guess it just, you had that, like, they picked, like, all these random characters, and they were just, like, write a story dealing with him teaming up with one.
Right. No, I get that, but, like, Simon Baz.
Yeah. Like, why would he go up against the villain,
Well, no. How would he know who Dick Grayson is? He's from Detroit, he's not from...
He didn't.
Okay.
He didn't.
Okay.
In the book, yeah, that's right. Good point. I forgot all about that. At the end, when they mentioned Dick Grayson, he was like, who? Because he didn't know him.
Okay.
Everybody else kind of did know him. Like, Harley Quinn knew him. Somehow,
but does Harley Quinn
Constantine
know?
Knew him.
Well, but, okay, so take that a step further.
Okay.
If Harley Quinn knows who Dick Grayson is...
Yeah.
Then she knows.
Agreed.
He's Robin.
That has been my biggest problem with that whole reveal since the beginning, though, because it's too easy to figure out.
She knows who Batman is.
Yeah. Everybody should really know who Batman is once that was revealed.
Yeah.
Because you knew he was always Dick Grayson was his ward. They knew it. Everybody knew it in Gotham.
Yeah.
So they would have known, oh, well, he was that. Then obviously, you know, he was also Robin. Oh, you know, who was the guy he was running around with? Well, it was Bruce Wayne.
Yeah.
You know, it's not that hard to figure out.
Same height as Bruce Wayne.
Yeah.
And
I never liked that.
Looks like this.
Yeah, exactly. I never liked that reveal. I feel like Jason Todd it would have been better with. Because, like, he was dead. So he could have took on anything new. Like, unless they presume that he's alive... You know, somebody, they, like, take it as he's alive anymore.
Yeah.
That would have been more, yeah, but I never cared much for that reveal, because I was just like, that's a little too close for comfort, you know?
Yeah. Tim Drake is Robin.
Yeah. Unless they're just going to be like, well, there's a bunch of them, I don't know, maybe it was this guy, you know? But that is all I read, though.
Okay. Dave, you want to
unless I hear something you guys talk about.
Sure. Couple final issues. Plutona number 5.
Nope, you're on your own, brother.
Yeah.
We won't interrupt you either. We will pull a collar.
Yeah. Is he gonna call?
You got the floor.
Text in the
the power will just go off again.
Yeah, we're like, oh, it's him. He did it.
Plutona number 5. This is the last issue of this 5-issue miniseries. Jeff Lemire. I thought it ended very rather strongly. This is a story of the 5 kids who find the dead superhero, Plutona, in the middle of the forest. And all the previous issues have ended with a flashback, but this issue starts with a flashback. We see Plutona fighting with the White Wasp, and the White Wasp hits her with the Super Stunner, and you find out that it's only supposed to knock her out and not kill her.
The Brown Hornet would have been cooler.
Yeah, that'd be a whole different thing. But that'd be good, yes. So Teddy has taken Plutona's blood, and he's just going nuts, trying to become a superhero by putting her blood into his body.
And some of the kids are looking for Teddy, and Diane hits him over the head with a branch of a tree. And during all this, Plutona gets up, and she's like, "Where am I? What's going on?"
I was gonna say, it's gonna be like Saul.
And she tells them, you know, she tells the kids, you know, don't tell anybody what happened. Keep this to yourself. And I'm not going to give away the ending. It's a very bleak ending.
Way to go, Jeff Lemire.
Yes, this is one of the bleakest endings, probably, of
you made that Dave he's sad. Ever done.
You made me sad, Jeff Lemire. Oh. In a good way, I guess, but it was a satisfying conclusion, yeah.
But I'm sure you made up with it with your next book.
Next book.
Transition.
That's a good transition.
That's a good transition. Yes. Final issue of Starve, number 10. Oh,
that wasn't where I was going to go with it.
Oh, what's
Bloodshot.
That? Oh, I was going to leave that for you. But we'll talk about Bloodshot.
But it ruined his transition.
Yeah, we'll do Bloodshot. We'll do Bloodshot then. Bloodshot. Yeah, I think this was the best. This is the best thing I read last week. I think this was an awesome issue.
It was close. I mean, so it starts Bloodshot Island, where you know when we last left Bloodshot, he was talking to Blood Squirt for, I guess, the first time in what he perceived to be years, mm-hmm. but in actuality, it wasn't. And you know, now he's on this island and goes off and finds out that there's a bunch of other dead shots.
Bloodshots.
Or, I'm sorry, yeah, bloodshot.
You can't mess up our shots.
Yeah, sorry. A bunch of bloodshots. And, like, one is, I guess, a Vietnam vet. One is a Russian. One is...
Yeah, they're, like, Viet Man.
And a dog. There's, like, a German shepherd.
Bloodhound.
Yeah.
Bloodhound, my bloodhound. Gosh.
And they get wiped out. Death Note, mm-hmm. and I don't even know how to explain. It's kind of like a blue or a black lightning chick with a face.
Yeah, yeah.
And she makes pretty quick work of these guys. Yeah. And then we find out that this whole thing is kind of a test bed. So
this happens every day to these guys. They get killed. They
regenerate
during the night and release back into the jungle or the island and are hunted down again.
Yeah. It was very interesting.
It really grabbed me. It did have a little bit of everything. I loved it.
Yeah. And Blood Squirt.
And Blood Squirt. You can't go wrong with Blood Squirt.
Blood Squirt is fun.
Okay, get Bloodshot Reborn. My goodness, jump on this arc. It's great.
Yeah, that's the first issue of that arc.
Okay. I'll go back to the last issue of Starve, number 10, by Brian Wood. I've been on the Starve bandwagon. This wraps up the series.
Yeah, you really like this book.
This is going to be on, I think it's really underrated. I think it's going to be on my best of, you know, at the end of the year. This one starts with a flashback, too, of, like, Plutona, of Chef Gavin when he's in exile before he comes back to New York City to bring down his show, Starve. And he's now in jail for not living up to his contract. And his daughter, Angie, is the star of Starve. And
it's a tough one.
It's the final. it's the final episode of that show, and during it, Angie refuses to cook, and she gives the finger to the audience, to the camera, in kind of a show of solidarity for her with her dad. And I'm not going to give the ending away to this one either, because there's a little twist with the family dynamics between Gavin, his daughter Angie, and his wife, his estranged wife. I forget her first name. But it's really good. I would really recommend this book, Starved, to anybody. And
how many issues is that going to?
10 issues. That's it. Yep. Yeah, that's it. It'll be a nice big hardcover.
So, yeah, it'll be coming out sometime.
Something I would assume.
Like
in a
usually,
few
those
months,
things like
yeah.
It seems like minis come out a lot in hardcovers, like first.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of them. Sometimes they'll bring them out in trades of different things, but like
yeah. But if it's only 10 issues, I don't think they do 2 trades.
Yeah, that's the thing. They'll probably,
so it probably would be a hardcover.
Yeah. And lastly, I haven't talked about this one lately, but Micronauts number 3. This was the first issue that kind of grabbed me. Because I thought...
That's good you're sticking with it, then.
Yeah. We have the main character is this... Who's his name down here? Captain Azeron Rael, call him Oz. And he is a... He's a race... He looks like a human, but he's a Faeroid. And in this issue, you find out that he... He's from a line of, they're pacifists, and they're also psychics. And he tells a story that his ancestors, they could also time travel. And they went, and some of his, a couple people went into one of the time chambers and traveled through time. And that was when this entropy wave started appearing and destroying the universe. So everybody in charge, Baron Karza, everybody... started rounding up. They saw the link between these two circumstances and started rounding up these Faeroids to try to figure out if there was a connection or not. So he's captured. So in this issue, Oz and his crew, Microtron, Biotron, Space Glider, she's a woman. They're rounded up by another Baron, to try to find out what he knows about all this. And this, like I said, this is the first one that really grabbed me. I like the story in this. There's a lot. It's kind of funny. Some of the characters have finally started to develop a little personality, and the interplay between like. Microtron and Croyer is a cool character.
Yeah.
And Microtron's he's like the little sassy robot.
You always need a sassy robot.
Oh, yeah.
He's a sassy
robot. BB-8, R2-D2.
Yeah, exactly. He speaks, though. He just doesn't do boops and beeps. So
he's sassy, though. That's what matters.
So, yeah, Colin Bunn is writing this, along with everything else, I guess.
Yeah.
No, he's cut back a lot. I mean, it was, every week I had a couple of fun.
Yeah.
Also, they cut him back on a few books, like Aquaman.
Yeah, did he leave DC for good now? Or
I don't know if he left for good. I just, they didn't bring him in on any of these Rebirth books, though. And he left Aquaman. I mean, that might have been all. I don't know how that Aquaman thing went down, though, because, like, then they brought in Dan Abnett to do that, and then they kept him. Yeah, but that story wasn't very good that he was doing. Colin Bunn.
Yeah, but that's Abnett signed an exclusive deal, and I'm sure as part of that he got to do the book he wanted to do.
Yeah. Yeah, that's good he got that exclusive deal, because he is a decent writer. Like, that Guardians of the Galaxy stuff is really good.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
But there was something else that he was doing, too. What was the other book that Abnett's on DC? Aquaman, something else.
He was doing the He-Man book.
Yeah, he was doing that. He did that all the way till the end. Like, is that how he did it, or
I don't know if he did the
he
last.
He did like a few here and there.
No, I think he did it, but I'm not sure if he did the last issue.
Because
that last issue sucked.
I agree. I got to finally catch up on all of that, and that was pretty bad. I didn't like the whole conclusion of that book.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, it
at all
really. If you skip the last issue, it told a more complete story.
Yeah.
But that last issue, especially that last page,
yeah.
The sword is yours.
The sword
Come
is
on.
Yours. Yeah. It was pretty corny. The whole book dealt with this like Eternia, and everybody they were dealing with basically the end of the world.
Yeah.
And then the conclusion was just too simple, I thought. You know,
yeah.
just they just ended, and it's just like, wow, that kind of, you know, it was a good series though, but it did not end very well.
No, it started off very strong. Although the He-Man, before it became the Eternity War, when it was just He-Man and the Masters of the Universe, it started off very strong. And then when it went to the Eternity War, it was good. Although I still have problems because it left a pretty big question unanswered about Orko.
Yeah, like he was just
like he's all powerful, fine. He was this, but it was so against character trait. Like what did he do? How did he screw everybody over?
Yeah, they never explained that. And that bothered me all the way through that DC crossover universe book.
And the worst part about it was they always made a big deal in a TV show. Only three people knew that Adam was He-Man.
Yeah.
So, but it seemed like more people knew.
It seemed like everybody knew who he was.
Right. So I'm wondering if maybe that was how they screwed him over, was Orko told the secret.
Yeah, of who he was.
Yeah.
And then he just kind of lost it. I'd like to see more out of the He-Man universe, but that book almost seemed like it almost seemed like they were trying to make like a big conclusion for He-Man, like this is the end, happily ever after.
Well, and that's what it was.
Yeah, but it's just like, wow, you could have continued a little bit of a story here, you know, had an event and then continued He-Man, you know,
end it and then bring it back in 6 months.
Yeah, but I think they kind of wrote themselves a conclusion there in that case. It just,
you can't end if they live in eternity after.
They lived happily ever after for eternity.
I don't know. Were there end credits at the end of the never-ending story? Because I think there were.
Sure. That is true.
You got me there.
I like how there's a book. A real book of the never-ending story. So you read it and it's just like, well, that's
over. False advertising.
Yeah, right? Oh, well. But anything else, Dave?
That's all I got.
Okay.
Bye. I just got a few. Four kids walk into a bank. I absolutely love this book.
I picked it up. I still haven't, like, you can talk about it. That's okay. But I picked it up and I, mainly because the last week's cover drew me into it. Cause I was like, that's a cool looking cover.
It looks very 8-bit.
Yeah. And I was just like, I got to get that. So I picked up the two issues, which I think they're still all on the shelf. Like one and two are still for sale.
The story is okay. I mean, at this point, they go, and at the end of the last issue, they saw the main character's father having lunch in a diner with four robbers. So they want to find out what's going on. And that part of the story is fine. They break into a house. They follow these guys back to their house. They break into the house, find plans for the bank. One of the robbers returns, and they set him on fire. Great. Okay, fine, whatever. That's the plot. It is what it is. The interaction between the kids, though, make this book.
Yeah.
It's a comic book version of South Park, but it's not. And it's just really funny, and I think it's really true to kids.
Uh-huh.
You know, where, you know, parents say, oh, my 11-year-old doesn't know. No, your 11-year-old knows that.
Yeah.
You know, your 11-year-old gets, you know, those jokes. And they say those things.
Like their names when they were playing Dungeons & Dragons.
Yeah.
Like, I read the first part of it. I was going to read it before I came here. The first one, the second one, I was like, I got 30 minutes. I'm not reading both of these in 30 minutes. Because there's a lot of book there, too.
There is, but it's actually, it's pretty fast paced.
Is it?
It is. But it's one of those books where you finish it, and you're left wanting more.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it is what it is.
That's good.
Badger. It went full Marvel. Okay.
Do we get any more of those in this week, Badger?
No, they,
I know they were damaged
they didn't
last
come.
Week.
Yeah. Okay. Who knows what's happening with that?
Save your money. I know I can't use the word that I want to use, but it was awful. Oh, my God. So,
Oh, this would be good.
I can't even explain this other than to say it's crazy and somehow Rasputin becomes the new Wizard of the North. You know, having to do with their cloning technology, they bring back Rasputin. And you know, Putin gets destroyed. I mean, it's just like, okay, this is stupid.
Is this the final issue?
Yeah, it was the final issue. And if it wasn't the final issue, it was my final issue. Actually, you know what, though? I felt that way about the last issue, too. I really didn't like it.
Yeah.
But I was like, there's one issue left. I'm just going to bite the bullet and finish the story.
Oh, this is the last issue?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Well, as far as I know it is, because it looked like it was a 5 of 5, and they've already announced a trade, but it doesn't say to be continued or anything like that, but I'm out.
Yeah.
I'm out, wipe my hands, I'm done.
Sometimes you have to.
It's, you know, I really enjoyed the first issue, and then the second one was kind of like, the third one was up and down, the fourth one was bad, and this last one was kind of like, wow. They stopped caring.
They gave up. It. They didn't even care.
I don't mean to oversell it, Dave, but... yeah, so...
Oh, man.
Going to a good book... Suiciders, Kings of Hell A. This was number 4. So when we last left, Johnny and his gang, the Kings of Hell A, had just massacred a whole bunch of security. And he used a sword from the original Suicider that he stole in a riot. Well, the original Suicider then went and found his gang's hideout and beat the guys half to death with the bat, or actually beat them to death with the bat. Kind of, you know, pulled a Negan on them. No barbed wire, but same difference. I'm trying to think how much I can really give away on this, but Johnny finds out that his sister is pregnant, and his reaction was the opposite of whatever everybody expected. Because this guy has just been a total lunatic the whole thing. And everybody thought he's going to kill them both. Uh-huh. And instead, he couldn't be happier. He's like, he's going to get his first tattoo for me. In a sense, like, okay. It's just been really good. And I really enjoyed the first series. And this, it connects, but it hasn't really connected quite yet. And I think it only has 2 issues left, so I'm curious to see how they're going to do it. Other than it happens to be this one guy's a suicider, and he was one of the first ones, I'm going to be disappointed. I really want to see this kind of connect in a different way. But it was a good book. The only other thing that I've read recently was the Dark Knight book. It was the Paul Dini hardcover.
Yeah. I don't know if anybody's reviewed that at all. Colin didn't even
No, he
that.
Didn't. I really don't even know where to start with this. It's based on a true story. When they were getting ready to make The Mask of the Phantasm, he was mugged.
Yeah.
And he was beaten, like, really bad. But, you know, the book starts off with him talking, and it's a very raw, personal book. You know, if you know the phrase, everybody's the hero of their own story,
uh-huh.
He is not the hero of his own story. You know, he very rawly shows how he gets walked over by, you know, women. He had worked earlier on Tiny Toon Adventures.
Yes.
So he knew Steven Spielberg from doing that. And, you know, one particular girl that he dated who was an actress was just dating him so that she could get closer to Spielberg. And then there... You know, there were a couple of similar events where women were just kind of using him to, you know, to try to get on. So, he gets beaten and, you know, obviously has anxiety because of it, you know. His emotions get played out by using the characters from Batman the Animated Series. You know, Batman is essentially telling him you need to be strong, this, that, and the other thing. And you know, and he's arguing back to this figment of his imagination that if I would have stood up, these guys would have killed me. I did the right thing. You know, whereas the Joker is kind of taunting him the whole time. You know, there were appearances from Harley Quinn and Two-Face and Poison Ivy.
All done in kind of their style.
Yeah, all done in that kind style. Excellent book. Just a book. I can't recommend this enough, and I don't want to give a lot of it.
Really interesting.
I don't want to give it away.
It's something I've been wanting to pick up.
It's not too much.
No, and I didn't either.
I read the back. It did kind of give an idea of it. No, it's a biographical.
Yeah, it's what I enjoyed about it the most was, again, he didn't make himself. And in the end, what I will say is, you know, he does eventually overcome the anxieties. But it's just so raw. You know, there are very few comic books I've read that I've kind of had an emotional connection to. Like, wow, I actually feel for this guy, and it comes across in the page.
Yeah.
This I do.
This is all done in a graphic novel.
Yes.
Right?
Okay. Yeah. The whole,
I thought it was, but you never know, because sometimes it could be an actual book, like that he wrote.
No, and he actually, that's like the first page he talks about how, because, you know, he's a cartoon writer, he does everything in storyboard format.
Oh, yes,
so it explains why, you know, why he did it that way.
Yeah.
But it's something I can't recommend enough. You know, just for personal reading, there are messages in the book, you know, about don't, you know, not letting things kind of stand in your way and you know, overcoming, you know, different anxieties and whatnot.
Yeah.
It's really, really excellent. I know Colin's already burned through a couple orders of these books.
Yeah,
He
has. It's sold real well.
If you go into it expecting it to be a traditional Batman story, you're going to be disappointed.
Yeah.
But go into it with an open mind, and it's absolutely an enjoyable book.
You sold me.
Definitely.
I actually saw Paul Dini at a convention years ago.
Mm-hmm.
But this was... He wrote for Lost.
Yes.
For year or two, so most of the questions were about
Lost.
You know, about the island and everything, so...
Yeah, like he's going to tell you, wait,
what is the island?
I know.
They're going to be like...
That was every question. This is like the first or second or third year of the show.
Oh, well, just for you, I'm going to spoil the entire show. Yeah, that's basically...
Yeah, this will never get on the internet.
Yeah. Just don't tell anybody.
Pinky swear.
Yeah, pinky swear. Everybody, we have to go around, do this.
Come on, guys, be cool.
Yeah, be cool about this. You guys are my buds. That's cool, though. That
sounds great. My goodness.
Yeah.
That sounds really good.
Really good.
Yeah, that's definitely something. I didn't know exactly what it was because it looked like, you know, first of all, it's printed under Vertigo.
And it should be. There is language in there.
Yeah. And the other thing was you didn't really know. For one, it's
shrink wrap. Pretty sure.
Yes. It is shrink wrap.
And it wasn't something that you're looking at and you're like, what is this? By the cover, it looks like, you know, you see a guy, he's kind of all wrapped up in like a body cast, and then you have Batman behind him, like with his hand on his shoulder,
Joker.
And then Joker on the side. And you're like, I'm not really sure what this is, but it does say on the front, like based on a true, like true events or something like that.
Yeah, or a true Batman story.
Yeah. And then, so I was like, I don't really know what this is, but it's a Batman story, and I kind of like Batman, so I probably pick it up. And then I saw Paul Dini, and Paul Dini kind of sells me anyways because of the animated series.
Yeah.
And
it's something I've been wanting to pick up. I just have so much that I'm reading right now. I'm trying to catch up on issues. I wasn't going to get it yet, but I am going to get it to read. And then the other day I picked it up just to look at the back, and I read it. And that's what kind of what it summed up. But he summed it up a little more because it gives you an idea of I like how you said his emotions, what he deal with, are represented by Batman characters and stuff like that.
And so I thought it was they've done papers on this on how different Batman villains, the psychology of Batman, how they all
that Winnie the Pooh,
Yeah. Which that's another good one. Although. Yeah. I like the articles about Pooh Dickory better, where in the comic strip he's just a complete asshole.
that is something I do want to get.
These creators talk about getting away from Marvel and DC so they could do something more personal. But it sounds like this is probably the most personal thing he's ever written in his life.
Yeah,
and he got to do it with the characters.
So he probably works with a lot of the stress, the anxiety of dealing with the situation for all these years, too. Just writing it and putting it in the book and telling the stories kind of...
It's liberating, I'm sure.
It feels good doing that, so that's cool. Paul Dini was on Fat Man on Batman. I don't remember if I ever listened to that one, but I wonder if he ever talked about that whole city, because they always talk about their whole...
He didn't talk about any of that one.
Yeah, I don't remember that at all on that either, so who knows.
Well, yeah, but I mean, that'd be kind of rude of Kevin Smith to be bong hit and then...
Yeah.
Time you got your ass kicked.
That's right.
I mean...
But he, the interesting thing with Fat Man on Batman... Have you ever listened to Fat Man on Batman?
Scott Snyder is just really good. I don't think I listened to that. I don't remember which one I listened to. I know I've listened to...
It's gone downhill. Like, really bad. Because he ran out of people to talk to. Like, who are you going to talk to anymore? Grant Morrison's was interesting. Like, anything Morrison.
Yeah.
But, yeah, they had some really good ones. But Paul Dini, I don't remember listening to the Paul Dini one. But he always goes into a little bit, like, tell us about where you started. And, he goes into from birth to now. Mm-hmm. And how Batman, brought it all together. And I thought it was a good formula for a podcast. But it's like, you can't do that forever. Now I think they just bring people in and they talk about, anything comic book related with people. It's just like, well, whatever. That's not worth it. Yeah. But, so is that everybody? Yeah.
That's it.
All right. That's it. We're doing pretty good on it.
We don't have the list for next week.
Yeah, so we don't even have that, so can't really...
There's books coming out next week. My guess is Action, Detective, Flash... There's going to be at least one new Rebirth book. I want to say Nightwing, but I could be wrong on that. There's new books coming out next week. Trust us.
But who knows if the podcast will even be out by the time the books come out.
That's true, too.
Yeah.
I never thought of that.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, well.
So it doesn't matter.
This was just we talked about our books that we read, so we didn't miss that.
But he better put up the thing about the Dark Knight or... I thought about writing a review and putting on the website.
Yeah.
But... I got to get around to doing it, and I got other stuff going on. That's the thing.
It's easier just to say it, than it is to sit there and type it out and be like, is that what I want to say?
That's not the problem. It's just...
Timing. What I'm saying is that it takes a lot of more time to sit and type something sometimes. And getting to getting the time to do it,
Yeah.
But, but all right, what do I need to go over then? They can find us at...
Where can they find Colin?
Where can they find Colin? Currently, they can find
There is no him. Colin, only Zool.
Yes. That's awesome. You were waiting for that one, weren't you?
I was. Thank you, Dave.
You're welcome.
Currently, you can find Colin on the beach, probably drunk.
Maybe. He could be in the pool drunk.
That's true. We're still keeping the drunk part in there. Just the location. We can't be sure where the location he is.
Location is a variable.
Yeah, but the Kraken is not a variable.
That's a constant.
That's right. Wow, he loves us, doesn't he? So you can find Pittsburgh Comics.
This is kind of an off episode. We didn't rip on each other the entire time.
We don't do that.
Colin's the instigator. That's what it is.
Colin's the instigator. A drunk and an instigator. We're ripping on him now. let's take this last 30 minutes. Before. Yeah. No, I'd rather this not.
The, yeah.
What did you guys
say? The airing of the grievances. It's right?
Yeah.
Where's the poll?
Actually, we got, I guess we got a few months for that.
Yeah. Yep.
So you can find Pittsburgh Comics online at pittsburghcomics.com. You can find us on Facebook, facebook.com/Pittsburgh Comics. Instagram and Twitter, you can find him, PGH Comics. And then if you have any questions, I don't think we had any questions because I don't remember seeing any that were sent in.
He normally forwards them.
Yeah, and he's on vacation, so he's not sending
them. Probably not doing it.
But if you did have one,
we'll get to it.
We'll get to it when he comes back for the next one. That way more people are here too to give you more opinions on that.
Even though, you know, we're the only important ones.
Yeah, this is the best one you've listened to in a while.
Certainly the shortest.
Yes. You'll actually be able to finish it without being like, I'm going to bed. The website, you can submit podcast questions there. There's a spot on there. I've never went on there to see where that is exactly, though, but there
it's
is something.
It's under podcast.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, that's right. It's under there's a link podcast. You can submit your questions there, and we will answer them online. Don't forget, I'm not going to mention any sales that are going to be going on before this happens, but I will tell you that we are having all month, the month of July, we're having double points on all Image trades. So come and get caught up on whatever. It's a good way of getting caught up. And like our Valiant sale, a lot of Image ones are $9.99.
Yes.
So it's kind of a good deal to start off with that, plus you gain the points on it. So it's a win-win. And then I can't think of any other things that are going to be happening here because Saturday, this won't be up by Saturday. So, But other than that,
when's this is going to go up?
This one's not going up probably till the next one because unless he gets back on Tuesday, which I doubt because Tuesday is the busy day.
It's not worth seeing anything.
He'll probably do it on Thursday and have both of them up at the same time. So you'll get two podcasts. You're not just getting this one.
It's a bonus.
You can listen to the next one right after listening to this one.
And this one's short, so it's okay.
Yeah. It's like a special. It's a special. It's the Adam, Pat, and Dave
special.
It's
short, so it's special.
Yes.
Kind of like a bus.
He's gonna call it that.
I know.
He's going to be like, this is the special bus podcast.
Yeah. Well.
You're a jerk, Colin. Okay. Now he's going to do it.
Yeah.
But that's it. Is that it for everybody else?
That's it.
All right.
So,
Dave? You want to say it, Dave?
That's the podcast.
We'll see you next week.